Hey everybody, this is O.E. Zephyr. O.Z. Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Give me a follow and a like on some of my stuff. How about that? Be good to me. Well, I got a couple things. You know, I do these podcasts while I'm on my way. I drive a lot. So while I'm on my way here and there. And so I don't really have notes to go off of with this. So I'm going to try to remember some of the things that I wanted to talk about. And hopefully I don't miss anything. But disclaimer, I'm not a financial expert. Hey, you know what? I got a bachelor's in sports medicine, athletic training. And I got a master's in internet marketing and some business graduate courses under my belt. And, you know, I'm not a financial expert. So, don't listen to me. This is for pure entertainment only. I want to entertain you. No, really, I want to talk about cryptocurrency, blockchain, life, bettering yourself. That's what this is about. That's what this blockchain, this cryptocurrency podcast is about. Because if you don't know, if you missed it in my previous podcast, grew up on one of the most, the biggest, I don't know how to word this. I'm trying not to say it negatively, but okay, I'm just going to say it. When I was growing up, Shannon County in South Dakota was the lowest income per capita county in the United States. And that comes down to, you know, income per family. It was a few thousand dollars per family on average is what people were making. We moved up in the world since. I think we're number two now. But this is home. It's the Oglala Lakota Nation, Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So, with that said, I went into internet marketing because as long as I have a computer and as long as I have internet, I can make some money. Unemployment rates here are anywhere from 40 to 80 to 90%. And jobs are scarce. But people don't always want to work. You know, with poverty comes dysfunction. You know, society's ills, drugs, alcohol addiction, abuse, prison time, sexual assaults, etc. So, with all that in mind, you know, I got tired of the struggle. I got tired of being poor. And I got tired of surviving. I wanted to thrive. And I'm not thriving yet, but I'm getting there, you know. I'm getting there. We're all in that struggle together, unless you were like the Trumpster or Donald Dump, as my 8-year-old son would say. Donald Dump, and your father gives you $200 million to get started in life. Well, that didn't happen for me. Sorry, Dad's a carpenter. Mom's a teacher. That wasn't happening. You know, hey, it'd be great if I could do that with my children. That's the goal, right? Let's talk about, oh, Navcoin. You heard about Navcoin? You know, I bought some Navcoin, NAV, November, Alpha, Victor, Coin, NAV, Coin, maybe 2 weeks ago. You know, I didn't put a whole lot of money in it. When you're investing in cryptocurrency, you only invest what you're willing to lose. You know, I'm not a wealthy man, so I'm not going to invest very much. But I'm going to invest enough, and I'm going to build this pot up to, that was my windshield wipers. I'm going to build this pot up to as big as I can get it. You know, so I've been studying the markets. I've been learning Bollinger Bands. I've been learning stochastic RSI or stochastic, however you say it. Some people, I've heard it both ways. stochastic RSI. I've been learning divergence and hidden divergence and stuff like that when in analyzing the markets. A few months back, I bought a cryptocurrency, not a cryptocurrency, I bought a Forex price action training course online from a website called Second Skies Forex, I believe, and the guy's name is Chris Capri. Now, I didn't go through the whole program, I just didn't have the time. But I learned a lot, and it learned enough to get me started. So, I took a little bit of that. I take a little bit of what I'm learning now just from YouTube, you know, and I'm putting it all together. And I bought some Navcoin. I'm studying the markets, and I bought some, you know, some Bitcoin. I bought some. So, what else did I buy? I forget. Can't tell you. It's top secret. And then last night, hey, Navcoin got a pump, about a 20% pump, about 9 p.m. last night, somewhere around there. You know, I'm sitting at funeral, well, a wake service for a friend's dad, and you know, things are quiet and everybody's visiting, and I know I checked. Is this wrong? I checked the market. I checked the market and I was like, ooh, 20%. So I went home and I jumped on a computer and I was like, I started studying the market, you know. Is this trend going to continue? Blah, 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 blah. And I come up with, it's going to continue for a little bit longer. And I'm just going to keep watching. You know, I set my stop limits. And if you're not familiar with stop limits, it's just, you know, so you can sell automatically when the price hits a certain point, and you're not gonna miss the pump. So I set my stop limits, and I'm kind of waiting. So hey, check out Navcoin. Navcoin was up since yesterday. I have some other things. Some other coins I've been looking into, and I'll just throw them out there. They're kind of an anonymous cryptocurrency type project, but they have some good development teams behind them, I believe. XSpec, X-Ray, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Charlie, XSpec coin, or a Spectre coin. XSpec is a ticker. What else is there? There's Hush, there's Deep Onion, and there was another one. For some reason, yeah, I'm just going from gut on this one. Monero, XMR. Monero XMR. I'm just like instincts on that. Like, I mean, they got good marketing behind them. They're not as good as the Hush and Deep Onion, etc. But they got a good marketing team behind them. And if you got good marketing, you're going to sell the dumbest crap out there. So check out those few coins. Do your research. Invest your own. You only invest what you're willing to lose. XMR, though. It's kind of an intuition thing there. I see something coming. I feel something coming in my stomach. Well, don't invest more than you're willing to lose. That's the advice I have for you. And I hope you listen to me. Hey, there is one other thing coming on, happening, and a website that I've only recently learned about that I've connected. I'll touch more on it in a later podcast, maybe the next podcast, after I do a little bit more research and sit at the computer a little bit. But Singular DTV. Singular DTV. Just the letter D and then TV, like television, but just TV. They have developed a film. It's a week-long film of some type. I'm not sure right now. I didn't do all the research, but they asked me to cover it and to review it a little bit. They have the opening in New York City on October 26th, and I'm gonna look into it some more. But the film is called. It slips my mind right now. Like I said, I'm doing this from behind the wheel, just talking into my phone like a phone call. Trust Machine. That's what it is. It's called Trust Machine. And it's something worth looking into if you're into the blockchain, if you're into cryptocurrency. This film is worth looking into. I saw a trailer before they even asked me to do this. And I'll get more detail into what it's about whenever I have more time on my hands. But check it out if you haven't yet. Trust Machine. Just YouTube it. I'll talk about it later. All right, guys. That's what I got for right now. I am OE Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Look me up. Hook me up. Share my stuff, please. I appreciate it very much. Hey, one other thing, you know. If you like my podcast and you want to support it, you can donate. Anchor.fm provides the opportunity for you to donate to our podcast. So if you don't have the Anchor app and listening to this on some other platform, do that for me. I'm not even sure how it works. You know, this is kind of a part-time gig for me right now. Just talking to you, talking about cryptocurrency, talking about life, because I'm about thriving. I'm about getting out there and achieving greatness. I'm always Zephyr, OZ Inspires, Instagram and Twitter. Look me up. I love you guys. Thanks for listening.